Letter from Frederick and Dorothy Taylor. Dear Ivory, Friday the 30th, Jan, the gale continued throughout the night. Saturday morning, the wind was stronger throughout the day. The power of the gale increased enormously. The elements were wild. The wind roared. We turned into bed at 11 with the gale still increasing, little realizing the hell to come. I thank God from the bottom of my heart I was off duty of that night. Had I not been, your mother would have been drowned in her sleep. Between 1:30 a.m. and 2 a.m. I was awakened by the bashing wind and cries of assistance. I dressed and woke your mother, who was snoring. I told her to get dressed. The sea burst upon us with a great roar. Quickly, the bed was covered. I got your mother onto the table. To reach higher grounds, we left the bungalow neck high in water. We battled together in the raging, roaring torrent. We reached Miss Wood's bungalow across the road. I got your mother through the gates onto the steps of Miss Wood's bungalow. The sea roared around us. It crept higher still. How to keep our heads above water became a grand problem. It was here your mother rose to the occasion. With my assistance, she climbed on the top of the rainwater tanks. How she managed this, I do not know. I quickly climbed up behind her. Gradually, the cries for help died away, and one by one the light in the bungalow went out. Under the full moon, your great mother and myself were alone to the elements. At last, the tide turned and slowly the water raced away, but the icy, roaring gale continued. Your mother had come to the end of her endurance and wished to take a chance to return to our bungalow. We got down off the tanks. Water was up to our arms, and in crossing the road, your mother was almost swept away from me. At last, we got inside our bungalow, which was flooded and out of the bitterly cold wind. The furniture was ruined. We stood in the cold altar, almost dead. After a short rest, I went out with the water waist high to reach Grandma. At the bottom of the garden, I was in danger of drowning. Water up to my neck, three soldiers pulled me out onto the wall. Whole bungalows had been swept away. I found it impossible to reach Grandma's. I returned home but was unable to reach it, owing to the next incoming tide. I was taken by boat to the side door where your mother and I rowed back to the wall. With all the other victims, we followed the wall, getting around the obstacles. At one part of the wall ahead was crumbling, and we got by just in time as the sea barrier is it down. At last, we reached the main road, packed tight with traffic. 10 miles of it. We boarded a bus and are taken to Hadley. Here tea, sandwiches and clothing were issued. The relief system was wonderful. It was not till last Wednesday we learnt of the sad passing of your grandmother and Uncle Will. Please excuse no records of your birthday owing to events. Please accept our greeting with this. It's been snowing today. We visited Miss Roach in Southend Hospital. She lived next door to Mother. She was the woman who lived on the table for 4 days. Kind regrets to all. Best wishes to you, hoping to see you on Thursday. Mother and Fred.